You are now listening to Mike's Opinion, Logic Unleashed.
That's right. You are now listening to the Mike's Opinion podcast. I am Mike. How are you doing? I hope you're doing well as you're listening to this and in the future. Today's topic is digital addiction. Yes, all of us, including myself, are addicted to this tech. This technology got us. There's not any doubt about it. No doubt. Yeah. You are on a device right now. Right? Yes. We're plugged in. All of us are. And I wanted to address this today for a myriad of reasons. But the biggest reason is, where are we headed, y'all? Where are we going? Where are we going? Do you know? Because I don't know. I see the full integration of man and machine. Is that the end goal? Is that the end game? You know, on the cutting edge of certain technologies, the goal is immersion. To get us fully immersed, right? You've got your AI, you've got your virtual reality, you've got your augmented reality. Think about those words. Digital reality is what it is, right? Virtual reality. We've seen this portrayed in movies and a variety of different media, right? I have a young one, so I watched WALL-E, and in that portrayal of the future, we never move. We sit in chairs that float around, and we don't even talk to the people next to us, which actually happens now. I've seen people sitting right next to each other and will text each other, you know, and I've seen, there's another movie, Ready Player One, where we live in that virtual world. Those are our lives, right? I read an article recently where a daughter, and I can't remember if she sued her mother or was trying to get her help, but her mother was so immersed in a game called Second Life, which when I mentioned this article to my wife, my wife was like, yeah, I used to play that. Second Life, that she ignored her real life. Like, she slept by the computer so she can feed her imaginary / virtual children. And she ignored her real children. Like, really ignored. Like, that's all she did. And, of course, that's an extreme case. But, yo, we headed there. I can almost assure you that you probably take your phone to the bathroom with you. When's the last time you sat on the toilet without your phone? Think about that for a second. I'll wait. Yeah, it's been a minute, right? So, check it. I'm the older dude, right? I'm over 50. Dare I say I'm pushing that mid category. You know what I'm saying? So, I remember, and for people under a certain age, I don't know what, maybe 20 years ago, you know, so if you probably 30 or under, you're not even going to fathom or comprehend what I'm about to say. But I remember when TV went off. Pick yourself up off the floor, because I know that's shocking. But TV used to go off. 12 o'clock. I think 1 o'clock a.m. at the latest, they play the national anthem. The fighter jets would fly off. And then this is what you would hear. And all you would see was some vertical stripes, colored stripes, multicolored stripes. And that would stay that way till about 6 o'clock in the morning. During this time also, on Sundays, 95% of businesses shut down. On Sunday, the city was quiet. Now, keep in mind, I grew up in New York City. So that's a huge feat. Everything was shut down. You go on 125th Street in Harlem, shut down, which I lived. I think my projects was the closest projects to 125th Street. You know what I'm saying? Shout out St. Nick. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? But we unplugged. We shut down. And we need to do that again. Can some congressman, can some senator, can someone collaborate? Let's put together a bill. Call it the shut the fuck down bill. Okay, maybe not the profanity, but the shutdown bill. How about that? On some days, we unplug the internet, electricity, except for essential services. Of course, you don't want to unplug somebody if they're on a respirator. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. But we need to chill, yo. And I know this is inconceivable to most. It's not going to happen. I'm a dreamer, as you well know, if you've listened to me. And shout out to all those that have been following and listening and messaging. And yo, thank you. Thank you for your support. And while I'm on that, please support the show. It would be greatly, greatly appreciated in any way you can. Of course, in monetary fashion, $1, $10,000, whatever you got, that would be great. I need new mics. I need a computer. I need some stuff to keep this show going. You know what I'm saying? Because I know y'all know sometimes my audio be raggedy. But if you can't do that, use your digital self to do it. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, YouTube, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Deezer. I'm literally everywhere. The Mike's Opinion Podcast or Mike's Opinion Podcast. You know, if shoot me an email, mikesopinionshow@gmail.com. Again, that's mikesopinionshow@gmail.com. Hit me up. Chime in. Love to hear from you. But yeah, we used to shut down, yo, and I don't know if I could blame Ted Turner, because he started that CNN, right? The 24-hour news network, right? And I don't recall anything that was 24 hours prior to that. But now, you know, we used to say in New York, the city never sleeps, right? That was one of the city's slogans. Now, the planet, there is no sleep. You know, we live and die by our phone. It's the last thing we see when we go to sleep. It's the first thing we see when we wake up. Like some people, you got to pee in the morning, but you got to check that phone first. Right? And I hate to sound like an ageist. You know, there's sexist, there's racist, there's ageist. I'm not an ageist because I still feel I'm in touch with my 17-year-old self, to be quite honest with you. But, the young people are truly, truly addicted. They can't put it down. You know what I'm saying? And so am I. I can't front. I'm on mine on the regular. And when I was talking about that sitting on the toilet bowl, I'm one of the biggest joints. But I haven't made a conscious effort lately to read regular, like hold in your hand books. So I'll take a book with me. Or I will sit there with my thoughts. You know what I'm saying? And you can feel some anxiety. It's like almost a mini withdrawal, right? Now, this is not the future I would like to see for us. Like, if you know what an EMP is, it's an electromagnetic pulse. And it kills all electricity. If you watch the movie War of the Worlds, the latest version with Tom Cruise, and I say the latest version, but it's a relatively old movie, years and years old. But War of the Worlds, the aliens gave us EMP. They hit us with an EMP and shut down everything. I would like to see that happen. Now, shortwave radio probably wouldn't work. I don't know what would and wouldn't work. Anything battery operated, maybe. But I don't know specifics of electromagnetic pulse. But I would like to see us just be quiet. Just be quiet for a minute. You know, just settle down. No electricity. Can you imagine what it's like living without electricity? Most of us can't. These modern day conveniences got us. But I want to get into the tech and the digital addiction that we all have. But first, before I go any further, like I said, how you doing? As of right now today, Kamala Harris has been tapped by Joe Biden to be the vice president of the United States in the next upcoming election in November 2020. And it is now mid-August. And so we all know, and for those of you who don't, Biden is about to fade away. He is not mentally competent. So we're really voting for Kamala for president. Kamala Harris for president. Good luck with that. You know what I'm saying? And COVID-19, coronavirus, SARS-2 is still going on. Government can't get together on a new stimulus. Trump tried to do it himself, but that's not going anywhere, it doesn't look like. But how are you doing? I hope you are okay out there. And I mean that sincerely from the bottom of my heart. And I'm just doing this quick run through because before I get to the digital addiction in whole, and I like to do that just so it's like a timestamp, if you will, for this episode. But did you see the WAP video? Yeah, if you don't know what WAP stands for, look it up. Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion. Shout out to the cameos. I think it's Kylie Jenner in there. I mean, everybody's talking about it. As of today, I watched the video for the first time on YouTube and it had 85 million views, and it's only been out for a few days. So they popping, they doing their thing. And I'm gonna talk about Cardi B in the digital addiction because yeah, I have something to say about that. But yo, they sexy and all, but I'm just, you know, and I'm, please don't shoot me the hate mail with this one, but I'm just not into girls with lots of tattoos. You know what I'm saying? Tattoos all on their legs and all, that's just not me. You know, I don't like fake boobs, fake hair, a lot of makeup, booty injections, all that. That's just not for me. But I hope you enjoyed the WAP video. I like the concept, the wet, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Trump is trying to shut down the USPS, the United States Post Office, so nobody can vote by mail. So those are the top things that are going on right now. And this is why I always ask if you are right, because planet Earth is crazy. It's crazy to live on planet Earth. And if you don't have some strength, it'll drive you insane. It'll drive you to addiction. Just like we all are now. So, basic, you know, history in my life. So I told you, right, that I've been alive since TV was black and white and it used to go off. Okay, I remember in my project bedroom, my black and white TV that I had to get up to turn the channels. And cliche, but it's true, I had the hanger, you know, the clothes hanger, the metal joint, because the antenna long since popped off, them little fragile ass antennas. But I had to twist it and turn it to get the picture just right. You know, and I would halfway watch something with a little static if I didn't feel like getting up. But, you know, getting up to change the channel was a thing. But let's go back further. Right. Even before television. And yes, to anybody that's under 30, listen to this. There was a time not that long ago, there was no television. People used to gather around the radio. And that was their entertainment. Prior to that, you read and you wrote letters. Right? And before that, we danced around a fire. We told each other stories. You know? So, I went from the black and white TV to the color TV to the HD TV. Now, you know what's out next coming. 8K, they got the 4K joints, they got the 8K. Like, how clear can that shit get? I mean, is it just going to look like you're looking through the window? I mean, really? It's going to be clearer than actual reality. So immersive that you fucking hypnotized. And we all hypnotized. I am trying my best to fight this hypnotism. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I love my wife. But my wife is a show chick. She be into them shows. I'm not a show dude. You know? Yeah, and I never really have. I like edutainment. I like documentaries. I like things that educate me and entertain me simultaneously. But, you know, my wife watching My 600-Pound Life. Marriage Boot Camp. And what's the joint? Married at First Sight. And Pimple Papa. And, you know, what's the latest one? Arrow and The 100. And she'd be into them shows, yo. When I come in the bedroom, I just be like, ugh, what you watching now, baby? What are you watching now? We laugh about it, but, you know, I respect her choice. And I may say some things that sound crass or sound judgmental, but I'm not being that, really. This is just merely my opinion. That's why the name of this show is Mike's Opinion. You know what I'm saying? But that's who she is. That's who I am. So I ain't knocking you. If you into your shows, if you got to watch your show, then that's the thing. Now, I ain't gonna front. Back in the days when I was a teenager, my grandmother used to watch The Guiding Light and All My Children. And I knew the Honey Dips was into that. You know what I'm saying? So I used to watch the shows and spend quality time with my grandmother. But really, I was watching them shows so I could discuss what Palmer did to blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? What Erica Kane did to, you know what I'm saying? So I could be, you know, get my way in them thighs. Because girls, y'all make it, you know, oh, such a challenge. You got to jump through so many hoops to knock them boots. And I get it, you know. Oof, I guess I need to do another episode on that, because even today, y'all want equality, but y'all don't put out equally. If you want equality, you should put out, but I digress. I digress. Yeah. So, you know, when I was doing the research for this episode, and I shouldn't laugh because it's really not funny. But I was researching, you know, digital addiction, you know, addiction to technology. And there's a website called the Center for Internet and Technology Addiction. Okay. Scrolling across their homepage are the following words. We are here for you through telephone and video telehealth treatment. That phrase is scrolling across the website of the Center for Internet and Technology Addiction. Does anybody else see the irony in this? Does anybody? If you are trying to address your internet and technology addiction, why would you do that through a video chat? Shouldn't that be in person? Maybe it's just me. I don't know. But yo, it's things like that, that those people probably have the sincerest desire to help. And I'm speculating because I don't know. But you should be scheduling in-person visits if somebody is addicted to technology. You shouldn't use that technology to try to get them help. Check it out. Go check out their website. You know what I'm saying? But as of today, mid-August 2020, if you do not want to ever leave your house again, you don't have to. And this is all due in whole to the technological advances that we as a society have accomplished. I remember when the internet first came out, there were some people that would just live and broadcast their life on the internet, and that has just grown, right? Let's take TikTok, for instance, which our president wants to shut down because he ain't getting no paper off of it, but they struggling to stay alive. TikTok, in my opinion, while kind of entertaining, I guess, maybe I'm older, I'm just, you know, I haven't lost my sense of humor, but some of it's just silly, and I can't say I don't get it, because I do get it, but yo, it's just like YouTube. You ever went down the YouTube vortex? You can go down the TikTok vortex, okay? You start looking, and the next thing you know, 3 hours have passed, and you ain't even know it. The time is just gone, and this is the goal. You ever seen any of these apps on your phone? Say, highly addictive. You won't be able to stop. This is the goal, to get you to never stop. Ever. Looking. Absorbing. And at the end of the day, what have you gained from that? I dare say you have not gained any knowledge. You haven't gained any wisdom. You have not done any exercise. You have not done anything for yourself. In fact, all you've done is compensate the medium for which it's delivered, TikTok or YouTube or any of the many, many others, and some of the content creators. Who some of those content creators are well compensated, but then they too are addicted because they have to perpetually keep producing that content to stay relevant. Because the second they don't, guess what? We on to the next. So they can't stop producing the content either. So they're addicted. Right? Yes. And I remember there was, the internet first came out. It would take like an hour and a half to download one picture. Right? And that was just crazy. Then there was MySpace. And then Facebook. Then IG. Twitter. And then TikTok came out. And everybody's on TikTok. TikToking away. With these dumbass videos. I'm not sorry. Half of this shit is just stupid. Like the cats. Cats are cute as fuck. I have cats. Well, one of them died. May Harry rest in peace. Recently. But, what my wife showed me today. Putting an egg, a raw egg, of course, in the shell. Just the egg in the dog's mouth. Oh, people are amazed. The dog won't crush the egg in its mouth. It's not really science. It's just dogs. If you know a dog, if you've had a dog, and not all dogs will do it, but the majority of dogs, if you give them something gentle and delicate, they will handle it as such. You know, I'm the animal whisperer. I'm Dr. Doolittle of my friends and circle and family. So I understand animals. They're just like us. Only they walk on four legs and they're covered in fur. But anyway, so what's next? What's next after TikTok? Huh? Okay. And none of us really have the vision to see that, right? Well, a lot of us do, but, the majority of us just, oh, look what's next. Somebody produce this. You know, how we get from MySpace to TikTok. Let's not even mention the full and complete saturation of Facebook into literally everything. And this is why Mark Zuckerberg recently became a $100 millionaire. $100 billionaire. $100 billion is his worth at this time. And still not the richest person on the planet. I'm not hating. I swear I'm not. Get your money. Do you. Great. But I would like to teach the whole world to sing. in perfect harmony. You remember that song? I know a lot of people don't. But I would give up what I have and throw it into a giant pot if everybody else did the same and we dished out everything equally. I would be willing to make serious and fundamental sacrifices so that every man, woman, and child on this planet could have equal everything. Because it makes no sense to me that one person can have all these riches while other people starve. Why does it have to be like that? I do go off on tangents and I do digress and I know it. But this is the way I think, you know. So back to my most recent point. You don't never have to leave the house. You send me a message of something that you can't get. Okay. You can do banking. You can get food. You can get entertainment, video games, porn if you're into that, news, music, reading. You can get a massage, a masseuse to your house. For those that really want it, you can get a prostitute, male or female, come to your house. You can get alcohol and weed delivered to your house. You can pay your rent or your mortgage. You do not have to ever leave your house if you choose not to. Now, the Amazons of the world, you know, Jeff Bezos' company, another ridiculously rich individual who owns islands and yachts and all this stuff, right? Great for him. Kudos to you, Jeff. But they deliver all this stuff, right? And they push, like, you can save your time and do whatever else you want to do. Leave the shopping and all this to us. I like shopping. And I'm a man. I'm a hetero, alpha, testosterone-filled man, even at my age. Right? Ain't never popped a Viagra or none of that in my life. I'm still doing me. And yeah. So maybe that's TMI, but whatever. But yo, I like squeezing my own tomatoes and picking my own shit. Okay? I haven't always had money. So, and I still don't have none. Just let me just be clear about that. Okay? Yeah, the struggle is real. But I have enough that I can go shopping for my own groceries. I can go shopping for my son, you know, and we go to secondhand stores. So, you know, for some good used clothing. Kids run through clothes too quick. I just ain't got the dough like that. I'm not spending, you know, $100 on a pair of kicks where he's going, you know, his feet grow too fast. Anyway, you know, I want to pick out my own shit because I'm very particular. I'm very selective. I don't want nobody else picking out my stuff. And that's just me. So I like shopping. Do I shop online? I'd be lying if I said I did. Frontin' if I said I didn't. But to my wife's dissatisfaction, I want to say I won't allow us to, because she's a grown woman. If she decided to order groceries, ain't what I'm going to do. I'm not going to be like, take them groceries back. Nah, we don't get down like that. I love my wife, respect my wife. But we haven't done it yet. And that's because my wife accommodates me and she loves me and she knows that I like going to the grocery store. That said, I am the Amazon of my house because my wife does not leave the house much and I do most of the grocery shopping. She still goes to the store. I mean, you know, she's not a hermit. You know, she's not an introvert. She still goes. No, she's a bit of an introvert, but she goes to the store. But she's so fine, I can't let her out the house though. The wolves is out there. It's not her. It's the wolves. But we got a situation where if she wants to do what she wants to do, she can do what she wants to do. But I digress. You know, but all these delivery services, right? You don't have to own a car anymore, Uber and Lyft, you know. If you don't drive on a daily basis, you know what I'm saying? So, now you add to all of this how the world has just changed since what? March? Right? About 5 months, coming up on half a year since this pandemic hit us, right? Ain't nobody really moving around much, but we still eating. We still consuming media, right? A lot of us enjoying being at home. A lot of people was like, get me the fuck out of here because these kids are driving me crazy. I know some people personally, like, they suffering because they're home with their kids every day and they like ain't built for that shit. Everybody is not built. Like, parenting is already a challenge for most. Some people are just kind and patient and empathetic generally. Even those people, a child will pluck that last nerve sometimes. You know, I wonder if Gandhi ever had kids. I don't know. I need to check that out. But, yeah, it's like we still doing what we doing, right? And the Netflix, I don't know the specifics of how Netflix works. Well, I mean, it's the technical side, right? But I'm pretty sure they had to up their bandwidth once this pandemic hit. I know their numbers are up. I know anybody who sells ads number is up because all, you know, the majority of us are sheep. You ever heard sheeple? We just follow. We don't create. We consume. That's why we're called the consumer. Yeah. So there are those that are creating and trying to make money creating, and some creators, content creators, influencers, as they call them, influence shit, and they getting paid. They getting paid like real paper. You know what I'm saying? Are you one of those? Yeah. I don't know that I'm trying to be. I started this podcast because I'm trying to make the world better, and this is my contribution to that. Because I can't seem to get this first book written, and I got 3 books I'm trying to write, and I have been trying to write them for a long time. So this podcast, I think, is a better avenue for me. And I like being able to share my opinion because I've always been different and thought different. You know, but what do you think about your digital life, this digital addiction? Are you in denial? Because, you know, you see those 12-step programs, right? Alcoholic Anonymous and Sexaholics, and all these, you know, programs that help people, you know, through addiction. There's behavioral addiction. There's drug and alcohol addiction. There's all these types of addiction. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know, it's easy to call somebody weak, right? You'd be like, yo, you weak. You can't get off of that addiction. You know what I'm saying? Why you can't stop? But I've been addicted. Cigarettes, basically smoking. You know what I'm saying? I never had a problem putting, you know, anything down, but you know, sometimes you just don't want to. I don't want to stop. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to stop doing that. And you know, whenever I do episodes, I always give the definition. So I want to share the definition of addiction. Addiction is a noun. And this particular definition comes from the Merriam-Webster website, which I keep going to because I enjoy their definitions. I don't always agree with them. If you've listened to past episodes, you know that. But in this one, I do. And their first definition of addiction is as follows. A compulsive, chronic, physiological, or psychological need for a habit-forming substance, behavior, or activity having harmful physical, psychological, or social effects, and typically causing well-defined symptoms such as anxiety, irritability, tremors, or nausea upon withdrawal or abstinence. Withdrawal or abstinence. That's the state of being addicted. It's not good. You know what I'm saying? Second definition is a strong inclination to do, use, or indulge in something repeatedly. And I'll stop there. I had some other definitions, but basically, I mean, that really defines it and sums it up. But based on that definition, I dare say we're all addicted to technology. HDTV, phones, tablet, social media, delivery services, all these things that technology provides. We got a problem, y'all. And if anybody else don't see it as a problem, then let me be the first to enlighten you. This is a fucking problem. And I see no end in sight. In fact, I see it getting worse. How do we tackle this? How do we get people to stop? Now, as I told you, mid-50s, right? Early 50s, mid-50s, that's me. But I look at these children, okay? I have a young son. I have a grown daughter who's giving me children, aka grandkids. I have nieces. And I have neighbors, all children, okay? And some of them do not stop. And I'm not here to judge the parenting, and I'm not saying no names, but they allow their kids to live on these devices. And when I say live on these devices, I'm not just talking about the amount of time they spend on these devices. I'm talking about the information they share, the full immersion of their existence is online. It's online, you know, and my wife and I try to be better. 2 days a week, there's no electronics in our house. None. Nope. And my son has accepted that and he knows it. And you can see the withdrawal. He likes Minecraft and Roblox. You know, and we're guilty. He doesn't have all the devices, but he's got the PlayStations and he's got the Switch and he's got a Wii. You know, he's got the iPad. And I hate saying names because they ain't giving me no money. But he's got tablets. He's got more than one tablet. He's got another tablet too, the Amazon tablet. Anyway, so we try to control it. We homeschool him. I'm home all day every day. My wife's home all day every day. And we've been home all day every day prior to this pandemic. We choose this life. Okay, we enjoy each other. Some of my boys be like, yo, you like your wife like that? You want to be around her all day, every day? And the answer is yes. She's very easy on the eyes. In fact, I love looking at her. And I like being with her. She's very sweet. There's no arguing. There's no drama. There's none of that. You know, she's my bestie. You know what I'm saying? BFF for life. You shouldn't say for life, right? Because BFF is best friend forever, right? So anyway. So we're making a conscious effort for our son to pick up a book because, now check this out. This is my theory, my philosophy, and I think it's true. I think it's more than that. I think it's a hypothesis. It's educated, not even a guess. It's the fucking fact. When you read from a book or a piece of paper, right? Magazine, newspaper, or book. That information is uploaded and received differently than if you watch a video or if you listen to it, or even if it's on a device. And I say that because it's lit. And I don't mean that in the, yo, it's litty, you know what I'm saying? That kind of, I mean, it's backlit, right? It's light shining in you. I think that affects the upload to your brain. And even speaking in those terms, right? The information uploaded is a technological side effect. Because it used to be called learning. But now we're uploading information to our brain. Like the Matrix. They're going to plug some shit into your head one day and bloop. And some people think that's great. I don't. Let the record reflect. I do not think that is great. But on that note, just that note alone, it made me think about something my wife and I was talking about. The eyesight of these children. And I'm talking about, you know, kids come out of the womb tapping, swiping, scrolling these devices, right? From as soon as they are able, and I say that because I see my grandkids and I video chat my grandkids because my daughter and her kids live in a different state than I do, right? And they're very far away, so I video chat to keep in touch with my grandkids so they can see me. And the young one, we reaching for the screen. I mean, since birth, right? I mean, this is what they do. Even my son, they born into this. They don't know nothing about no black and white TV or getting up to change the channel, you know? I saw a little one, you know, I got like a 70-inch screen in one of my rooms, and was trying to tap that joint, trying to tap it. And I'm like, yo, that's not a touch screen. But they like, why this joint don't tap? Your TV is whack, son. Your joint don't tap. And I'm like, you can see the look on this little kid's face. Barely could walk, looking at me like, yo, why your joint don't tap? You ain't got the tap screen? You ain't got the touch screen TV? You whack, son. You know what I'm saying? Why you don't got the touch screen joint? So, what's going on with the eyesight? Their young developing eyes and brains. That rapid eye movement. They on a different level of existence on earth. They electrify babies. Think about that shit. There's no settling down. That's why they have trouble sleeping. That's why they on the, everybody's hyped up on, you know, suffering from anxiety. You know, these kids are amped the fuck up. And it's just going to get worse. Right? Remember Google Glass? Where you can wear your, you know, they put the computer in the glasses. You know, that shit wasn't as successful as they like, but you can bet the next iteration is coming out. And you're not going to be fly unless you rocking the social media that you is full, you know, you always on. Right? That's the next joint, right? TikTok? It's just live. Live. Maybe I should start it so I can get rich. Live. Okay? Where the contacts you wear broadcast your shit. Or the next, you know, they got the AirPods now. You know, the Bluetooth joints, right? But it's going to be video built into that. You know? I watched a show, and which one show that I did enjoy that I watched with my wife. She got me into it. It was Black Mirror. Where, yeah, if you haven't seen it, peep it. It's very entertaining. It's like the Twilight Zone of the future. I really like it. But yo, this shit was embedded in your brain. It just boom, it just knock you out, and you can see the images. You can rewind your memory. Think that shit ain't coming? Art imitate life. Life imitate art. Yo, that shit is coming. It's coming. Okay. Right now, you can get your dog chipped. You can get your medical records on a chip implanted in your skin. If you don't believe me, do the research. You can get that shit. Where are we going, y'all? Where are we going? Now, if you've listened to one of my episodes prior to this, is Why Do You Believe What You Believe? Was the title of the episode. And in the Bible, the Holy Bible, there's chapter Revelation. And in it, it says, and don't quote me, I'm not quoting because I don't know the chapter and verse But in the book of Revelations, it says that the integration of man and machine is the end of days. It's the end. If that religion or that Bible is true, how is it going to happen? That book also says first by flood, second by fire. So, nuclear. Because I don't know if you saw that. I mentioned this in another episode too. That Beirut bomb, that ammonium nitrate that blew up and, you know, blew up half of Beirut. It was a mushroom cloud, but it was in the water. But it was a mushroom. Yo, just like 9/11, you know, when the towers fell. That was a surprise to many, but there was some that knew that was coming. All the super rich, Illuminati, those in the know, whatever you want to call them, are there those that know what's coming and preparing to bounce? I can tell you how you will know. Now, what we can do about it, I don't know. Because if you got an underground bunker, if you don't have an underground bunker or can go off planet or under the sea or something and are not fully stocked with food and air and fresh water, we're all fucked anyway. So there's no way you could run, even if you know the end is coming. But there are those that are prepared for it. So if all of a sudden one day the news get quiet, the president, bunch of people in the Senate, the super rich people all are going on vacation or out of touch and they make up excuses or they just disappear one day. You know, tuck your head, duck and cover, like they used to say. Because it's coming. It's coming. Whatever it is. And just like these large incidents that have happened recently in our recent past. And I'm talking less than 50 years. You know, Hiroshima. Like I said, 9/11. What's the next surprise? And will it be the end? What's the next thing? And I think this is where technology plays a part. Because think about it for a second. This digital addiction we have is multifold. And this is the real meat of this. They know everything about everybody. And when I say they, imagine for a second you was in power. I mean, you untouchable, you got mad dough, you've been rich, you come from a rich family. You control the shit, that 1%. So like I said, some people call them Illuminati, those in the know, whoever they are, and they exist. Okay? You ever try to get close to a president or a senator? Or a rich person. Yeah. They protect it. Right? So, you've got these people that are in control. If you were in control and you knew, because you thought from a global perspective, that the resources will run out. There's not enough food and water. The air is being polluted. The oceans are being polluted. That we got to do something to get rid of these people. How do you do it on a global scale, on a planetary scale? The first step, you got to know who. If you have any compassion at all, who's the savable ones? As of today, mid-August 2020, you cannot leave your house and not be on camera if you live in a metropolitan or suburban area. Which is where the greater amount of us live. Where the majority of us live. In a metropolitan or suburban area. And I dare say even in some rural areas. Them country folks. It's living way out there on the dirt roads. On the country roads. On the farm to market roads. Right? We're being cataloged. Not being, actually. We are. Okay? You got to register for that social security number, that state ID, right? passport, okay, you getting scanned, you getting followed, you are getting cataloged. Make no mistake. Okay, they have programs, look it up if you don't believe me, but they have programs that can identify specific words that you say in any conversation. But most of us have been led to volunteer that information. Our whole lives are online. Whole lives are online. Who you know, where you go, what you do, what you like, where you live, what you into. They know. A lot of these companies gather this information and sell it for profit, so they can target more ads and products and services to you. There's no privacy. Make no mistake that it's a hacker's world. Shout out to my hackers. And some of them, y'all are cool and, you know, anonymous, you know what I'm saying, or standing for the people. And some of y'all are just kids just having fun, trying to get bragging rights. Some of y'all have horrible intentions. You know what I'm saying? But it's a hacker's world. They can, if they can hack the Pentagon and the White House, you know, the Pentagon and the Department of Defense, do you think you or your little computer or your little laptop or your little tablet or phone has a chance? And the best hackers, you never know they was there. You know, there's those that do the ransomware and whatnot, but the best ones, you know, take your information and you never know they was there. They have shut down whole cities. Big cities. Shut them the fuck down. Atlanta was one of them. But there's many other cities. And they pay that, and they won't even get to the news. They'll pay that ransom quietly so they can keep that information. Where do you think that's headed? Who's got the best hacker? That's where it's headed. Some say that's how our current president got elected. Once, you know, voting went electronic on these booths, and, you know, it could all be hacked. Polling places can be hacked. But if you are in charge, you have the power to pick and choose. Now, you got drone strikes. You can poison somebody's food supply. This, yo, listen. This may sound like I'm on some conspiracy theory shit, but this is actual, y'all. These are just facts. As of today, you can Google anybody's name and find out who the fuck they are, where they live, what they do. You know what I'm saying? So, I can't even say beware. Because really, what can you do? Aha. Sounded hopeless there for a minute, right? Well, this is what you can do. Change your life. Now, you will feel ostracized from society, right? If you shut down all social media, which, by the way, is too late. If you've been on there once, it's a wrap. You know how people, you know, take down a video from IG or Twitter, but people are like, 1,000 people already screenshotted that shit or recorded it. So if you've been online on the internet at all, it's a wrap. You're done. But I always try to offer solutions instead of just pointing out problems. In your household. And I, you know, I'm trying to fight for our future. So for me, it's about the children. Start to wean your child, especially those that don't have a social media profile yet, who's not out there like that. And I'm saying probably 5 and 6, because I know 8, 9 year olds, they pop it. Instagram, Twitter, you know what I'm saying, Facebook, and probably sites that I don't even know exist, right? They got the secret shit, because we all had the secret shit when we was young, right? Mom and dad don't know about that. Can you imagine the shit that we don't know about now? I know, because I read, I do watch the news, every once in a while you hear, on this platform, and I'm like, I didn't even know that shit was out there, you know? But yes, wean them. And I say wean them because if you try to do a cold turkey, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem if you just like, child, no Xbox or no video games or no tablet. They will lose their mind. And by the way, I read today that Apple just kicked Fortnite off of their platform because Fortnite implemented their own in-app payment system. Fortnite is huge. Huge game. Millions and millions of followers and users and players. And Apple said, you know what? Fuck you. We need our 30%. So we're kicking you off. And Fortnite put out a video today that was like, based on the 1984 commercial that Apple had done. It's funny. You should go check it out. But there's a war going on there. And Apple is coming up on $2 trillion valuation as a company. Okay, let me just, that bears repeating. They're already a trillion with a T. Trillion dollar company. And they are fast approaching $2 trillion. Dollars. Richest company on the planet. Okay. So Fortnite, good luck with that. If you want to go up against a giant, but I'm all about the, you know, the little guy. So, you know, that David and Goliath story from the Bible. Go ahead, David. Fight that Goliath because somebody got to, right? Somebody has to. Because, you know, they've already got antitrust lawsuits and being claimed to be a monopoly because they monopolized the market. You know what I'm saying? You know, they strong. There's only two, right? You got iOS and Android. Boom. Can we get like 10 other operating systems? Can we spread this out? How come nobody else can create some shit that competes with these people? I'll tell you why. Once again, because of technology. Because they got people, like whole departments, that all they do is watch for emerging competitors. And guess what they do? First, they play nice and say, oh, we'll buy you and absorb you. And if you don't comply, then they stomp you to death and you're dead. Just like, you know, the TikTok thing. Okay, I mentioned that earlier. Facebook came out with Reels, R-E-E-L-S, as in film reels, you know, and they've implemented that, I believe, into Facebook and or IG. Okay, so Facebook has been accused of the same antitrust monopolization tactics. Okay, because as soon as they see a competitor, they instantly roll out a very similar tech. Very similar tech. You know what I'm saying? So read a book. Shut off the television, the phone, the computer, all devices, at least a few hours a day. Try it. Watch how difficult that is for you. Watch how difficult that is for your children. And you will see why this is a problem. This addiction is real. It's real, y'all. And we have to fight back. And some people say, for what? I love my digital addiction. I embrace my devices. But when I tell you that too much of anything is a bad thing, believe that. You can get too much air. You can drink too much water. Yes. Okay? And those are life-sustaining things. But if you do too much of it, it will hurt you. These technological advances, we're doing too much of them, and the ingesting rate, or the rate of ingestment is hurting us. So please try. And if you can master a few hours a day, make it one day a week. then make it 2 days a week, because I'm not naive. I know we can't stop completely. We can't stop completely. Right? I mean, we could if there was an EMP like I talked about earlier. But please, I'm trying to make the world better. And yes, while this is my opinion, I do think there is solid validity to it. And prove to yourself, if you don't know already, if you're like, I'm not addicted, try stopping. Try not looking at your phone other than when you sleep. Okay? I want to make us better, y'all. That's my entire goal of this podcast. So all I ask is just scale it back a little bit. Try. Just try. I know we're fighting the future. I know that is fighting the future. I'm well aware of that. But we can't give up, right? We gotta keep fighting. We gotta keep fighting. Okay? I hope you're doing well. And I hope this pandemic goes away. I don't see it going away. But your digital addiction can be slowed, suspended, or halted if you want to. I'm Mike, and this has been the Mike's Opinion Podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to Mike's Opinion. Logic Unleashed.